They say that in real estate, the three most important things are location, location, location. That was true, even in the 1850s. It led one enterprising family to settle at the joining of two important trails to capture new business. Today's American Countryside, brought to you by my friends at Exmark Mowers. Log on at exmark.com. That's exmark.com for a cut above the rest.
It takes the right tools to keep your farm running efficiently, so why would you settle for anything else with your mowing equipment? More and more farmers are stepping up to the brand more landscape professionals choose. They're using Exmark. Purchase 2-to-1 over the next best-selling brand by landscape mowing professionals. Trust your farm's mowing needs to Exmark. It's a better cut, faster, and it's commercial grade, so it just may be the last mower you ever need. Text Exmark to 283-342 or go to Exmark.com for special offers going on now and to find your local Exmark dealer.
Classic Iron, colorful characters. That's what you'll find in The Best of Tractor Tales, a new 2-DVD set. As seen each week on U.S. Farm Report, the first DVD is all green, the best of John Deere. The second DVD is a mix of models, which is available individually for $29.95 or buy the set for $49.95. Order today at shopfarmjournal.com or call toll-free 877-847-9599. Find it now at shopfarmjournal.com.
As Catherine McCartney explains, it's all about location.
There were three main starting branches of the Oregon Trail. One was in Council Bluffs, Iowa, and then Independence, Missouri, and St. Joseph, Missouri. Now, the Independence and St. Joseph branches, they joined together just 2 miles east of here.
And that fact meant Garrett and Sophia Hollenberg built their home and business near the junction to take advantage of increased trail traffic.
He did have a cattle ranch out here. He also had an orchard. He had a huge barn. It was big enough to house up to 100 head of oxen or horses, so that when people were coming in on the trail, if they were driving tired animals, and they could swap them out for fresh animals.
The Hollenbergs also raised crops, chickens, and eggs to feed travelers and could house many people if needed.
Most of the people that come here are surprised by how large it is. I mean, it started out as a log cabin, but when he built onto it, I mean, it has 6 rooms and then 3 upstairs.
Besides the accommodations, there was the all-important tavern,
which is where the people that were coming in on the stagecoach or maybe the Pony Express riders, they would come to maybe eat a meal or do some business. That's also where the people on the Oregon Trail would come in to buy purchases from the mercantile, because he also had a mercantile there.
But perhaps the site receives the most notoriety today for its time as a Pony Express station. That's next time as we travel the countryside in Hanover, Kansas. I'm Andrew McCrae.